Welcome to episode 5 of Awake Not Woke podcast. My name is Sarah, and in this episode, we are going to be diving into the world of conspiracies. So that word is quite a buzzword these days, and I want to make clear that this episode is going to be focusing on some conspiracy theories that really rounded out Chas and I's perspective and our lens that we use to see the world through. So although we will touch on aliens and Bigfoot and some of those classic conspiracies that you may think of when you think of conspiracies, but obviously in the world that we live in this day and age, there are quite a few political conspiracy theories that come to mind when somebody begins talking about this. We will touch on those as well, but we just ask that you keep an open mind going into this one. We are not a conspiracy podcast. We are focusing on occultism, spirituality, waking up, those type of things. But this is part of that. If you do not know the reality of the government or the reality of the things that are being kept from you on a daily basis, or things that have been kept from all of us for a very long time, these are all things that will shape the way you see the world. It will shape the way you see reality. It will shape the way you see spirituality, and it will shape the way you see God. And yeah, so this is all very important, but it is also very touchy of a subject. So keep an open mind, lean into it, enjoy what you hear, enjoy the craziness, grow that mind, strengthen that mind. We are not weak-minded individuals here, so brave this episode for us. It's not as bad as I'm making it sound right now. I feel like I'm hyping it up a little too much. Anyway, give us a follow on @AwakeNotWokePodcast on Instagram. DM us if you have any problems, questions, concerns with this episode or any episodes. And you can also hit us up on our website, awakenotwokepodcast.com. We have a contact form there. We will eventually get blog posts and stuff going up there. It's all very new, very exciting. So there is that to look out for. But yeah, I think that's all the things I need to talk about without further interruptions. Please enjoy Conspiracy 101 episode of Awake Not Woke with Chas and Sarah. Enjoy.
Hi, welcome to Awake Not Woke podcast. My name Hello. Is Chas, and I'm here with Sarah. Quick disclaimer for today's episode. We are going to be covering conspiracy theories and some specific theories, some overview on just what conspiracy theories are and some general pretty common outlooks on them, but also our outlook on them. So just throwing it out there, if this is not your preferred conversation to listen to, probably go ahead and skip to a different one, or keep listening and maybe be open-minded, and maybe you'll hear something that blows your mind. Yeah, so here we go.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about conspiracies, and we do hope that the term conspiracy doesn't just turn you off immediately, but it's the best word to use to describe this like category of topics that we have before us, that Chas and I became awakened to. Well, Chas earlier than I. I had like vague ideas, but very heavily we became awakened to it at the beginning of 2020. And I believe we may have talked about our walk briefly.
Yeah, I think we referenced it.
I don't think we went into it too much in the first episode, but it's for the best because we became aware of some topics in the world. And again, to put into reference, this was in, I believe, April 2020.
Yeah.
April, May. And I don't think the world was masked up yet.
No masks, but
it was right before the mask like really hit and we're like, you better put your mask on or you're going to kill people started.
Yeah.
But that's when Chas and I first talked about these topics. And then we both took our independent deep dive down the rabbit hole into separate subjects and the same subjects and connected all these little details. And we're not here to be another conspiracy podcast. We are talking about them in a very general way today. We're not going to be like providing you with all these facts we're not trying to convince you of anything today. If you have an open mind, we have lots and lots of resources that you can go to open your mind further. But we recommend that you just discern everything as you hear it. And I think you should take in lots of different sources of information and just decide what resonates with you and what doesn't. And you will soon find that a lot of things have some resonance, even if it's not what you think it should be or what it's going to be. So we're going to talk about some of those things and why we are doing this episode in particular. So another really important factor to consider when you were talking about conspiracies is the idea that there are social engineers working in higher positions than you and I, listener and I, Chas and I, pretty much anybody who's going to be listening to this in the next while is probably not considered a social engineer on the level that we're talking about right now. I do think it's interesting, though, because I did when I was in high school, I followed a subreddit on Reddit called Social Engineering. And it was literally just about like manipulating people pretty much. And I just followed it because I thought psychology was interesting. So I thought that was interesting because I was insecure and I wanted to fit in. So I don't know. It just made sense at the time, but it was like not the kind of thing I wanted to understand. And I never even really read anything. I just like followed it because, oh, social engineering, that makes sense. Like engineering a social situation. Like that's where my brain went. I hit follow. The post started popping up my feed and I'm like, what is this? Like, it's literally like how to manipulate a conversation. And now working in retail, I use that all the time, actually. So it is a really interesting skill. But when we say social engineers, like on this podcast, we mean the engineers who are socially engineering the public. And there's a lot of evidence of this. And again, we're not here to really present that to you, but we are here to make you understand why the understanding of this presence is important on a spiritual level.
Right.
So that is a huge part of all this. If you take anything away from this, go look into the social engineers at work and the people in government who and what their stories really are. And some of the people in power, like Bill Gates, the Clintons, a lot of the Democrats. Yeah.
Even on the GOP, though, I mean, like, it's far as on the topic of political parties, it's just there to create the divide. So, I mean, that's a social engineering type of thing in and of itself, which is why we don't really get too far into, like, politics necessarily, because while that can be a topic that could be talked about and debated for forever, that's what it's there for, is for the debate. That's part of the social engineering experiment, if you will, is to create that divide. And why that matters spiritually is because when you realize that, you are able to step away from that separation and see why that matters and why that impacts spirituality for all. Because when you don't realize that, you're just stuck in it.
And coming from somebody who has, both of us, have our own spiritual backgrounds, especially in witchcraft and the occult, and interest in these subjects, which is becoming more and more common with young females who are interested in these alternate ways of thinking, whether it's like New Age movement and crystals or witchcraft, like what's that movie?
The Craft.
Yeah, The Craft, and then Practical Magic, I think, is the other one. That, you never showed me that one. We'll watch it one day. We didn't even really make it through The Craft. I heard the new one is good, too.
I never watched the new
one. We should watch them both. Anyway, there's a lot of popularity with that kind of witchcraft, but even with that type of background, if you do any real research into why that magic works and the history behind it and the mysteries behind the mechanics of these magical rituals and vibes along those lines, you start to understand the dark and the light of these things. So when you understand that, you are more ready to recognize the signs of other people using that. I know I have recognized in public many times people who are wearing sigils or who are have planetary symbols on their body, whether it's just on clothes or something. That's one thing, you know, like awake versus woke. You can tell the difference, though, like the person who has it like engraved in a stone, like on a necklace, like, you know, that person is putting a little more intention into that. And there's just signs of people who are genuinely practicing magical techniques. And you can recognize that when you are also practicing genuine magical techniques. I actually recently took, there's like, basically like, imagine a tiled floor. And at the retail place that I work, you can like pull up one of the tiles and there's just some random like electrical stuff under there that there's so much dust. Nobody ever goes under there. I drew my protection sigil underneath that. Me and lifted it up because we were bored, and we just, because there was nothing going on, it was slow time, so we pried it up with a sticker scraper. Yeah, we just pried it up. I drew my protection sigil on there. It was great.
Hell yeah.
But that, when you do those things, you are more easily able to recognize them. So back to conspiracies. The dark side of this sigil magic and occult magic is very present in the mainstream media,
pop culture,
Hollywood, especially United States specifically, but other countries as well.
For sure.
And we want to be clear. We want to be clear that when we're talking about this, there is a lot of room to get lost in that mystery of the conspiracy. This is the realm of that unknown and that moon territory. You know, there's a lot of shadows and mystique in this topic, and there is a lot of room to like go mad. And there's that
rabbit
like
hole.
Yeah, going down the rabbit hole, that mad scientist archetype. That is an archetype that is associated with conspiracies. And there is a tendency to like automatically say, oh, you're a crackpot, you're crazy. But there is a rational conspiracy person. And Adam Curry on No Agenda calls himself a conspiracy therapist. So I've been saying that now because it's like, I enjoy all of them, but some of them are just obviously true when you know the clues that you're looking for.
Right, right.
And the mad scientist is an archetype in itself. So they are using that archetype in the word conspiracy. And conspiracy theorists allegedly was invented by the CIA to begin with to use as propaganda against people who believed in conspiracies, which, like, I mean, if that's not reverse psychology, I don't know what is. Like, that makes perfect sense to me, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's gaslighting. Literally, that's gaslighting. You're crazy. I'm not conducting astral projection studies in the CIA. What are you talking? Don't look at those documents from the 60s. We're not doing that now. Don't tell me that. You're a conspiracy theorist. That's gaslighting as far as I'm concerned. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. For sure.
But at the end of the day, as long as you are not subjecting yourself or letting yourself fall victim to the mad scientist archetype, and everybody loves a good crackpot conversation, but not allowing that archetype to completely control who you are is where that higher perspective comes in. That's still an extreme. So we can live in all types of archetypes at all times, but we're going to be swinging back and forth on that pendulum no matter what. And our job as spiritual beings is to recognize that swing and recognize when we should rise higher than the swing. And recognize when we should lean into this way.
Yeah. And when you're going down these said rabbit holes and learning this new information or looking into it, it's super important to stay grounded. Whether you do that with like a practice of some sort, prayer, meditation, yoga, putting for your feet sure. on the ground. I mean, all of that keeps you protected from sinking eating well, sleeping well, drinking lots of water, like all those basic things, because these things are very, they can be very disheartening, they can be very
for sure.
mind-blowing, but more than anything, in order to protect yourself from going too far in, from getting lost in it, you have to stay grounded and stay within your center, because yeah. One, you can discern better from that place, but two, it's imperative.
For sure. And just along with everything you're saying, these topics that we're learning about, these dark conspiracy topics that can get very disheartening, this can also kind of somehow institute a dark night of the soul situation.
Definitely.
And we all have multiple of these, and we're gonna do some shout outs to Instagrams that we really recommend you check out in a little bit. But one podcast that I want to shout out real quick that does a really great explanation of the dark night of the soul is Know Thyself. Love and them. We binged them, all of their episodes.
Hard.
So good. But the dark night of the soul is something that I have always recognized the value of personally, but I obviously in the moment was like, this sucks, you know? And in the moment, it's very hard and dark and creepy and uncomfortable. And I went through many of these as a teenager and as a young adult and as the adult I am now. And I didn't recognize the value in the moment, but again, looking back, I realize it now. But then 2020 was like, oh, I see the value now. This yeah. is, I have to feel this. I have to see this. And Lori Ladd with her video recently, God damn.
Lori Ladd. Oh, I love her so much.
I know, right?
She speaks so much truth. I could talk for Lori. That could be a whole other episode, to be honest with you.
Just about Lori Ladd.
Yeah, because I love her. I love you, Lori Ladd.
Oh my God. Can I just send her a clip of
please
just
do
you saying,
it.
I love you, Lori Ladd.
Please do
she
it.
Loves you too, though. She I says know. You, she told him in I every know. Every single video.
She does. She loves me.
And she looks into your eyes. She needs it. She does. Okay. Anyway, let's do this Instagram shout out. I know you have quite a few. So again, we're not here to present any facts.
No, we're going to
list the conspiracies in a moment, but do the research yourself. I feel like every truther, hashtag truther out there is like, do the research, look it up.
And
Google
it. One thing I do want to say too, before we get to the shout outs, is with these conspiracy theories, these conspiracy theories are not why I believe in certain spiritual,
they just
outlooks
reinforce
an element. They reinforce it, but also it's a pretty common quote, I feel like, within the conspiracy communities, conspiracy leads to spirituality and vice versa.
Yeah.
So I feel that while these conspiracy theories do not make up the foundation of my spiritual beliefs and outlook, they definitely allow for room to grow, I guess. And they
for
do
sure.
they do impact my outlook on other things. So
I feel like, because, okay, just putting that manifesting energy out there, conspiracies are a really good explanation, and specifically social engineers and some of the dark occult, ritualistic, controlling spell things that some of these conspiracies lead to, and the understanding of these dark rituals, it creates a very clear dichotomy. And personally, it shows a clear dichotomy of that role and of that role in power. It's our role to be operating with the light and under the light. And in, I know you need to watch Star Wars because it's such a great example. I'm going to talk about it every time. I've only seen it once, and I just can't stop talking about it. Okay.
I'll watch it.
I have Disney. Just use my Disney Plus. I've said this twice now. Anyway,
but
seriously, the light side still understands all these concepts and still understands that there is power out there, but it uses the power to balance out these universal energies and try, instead of trying to control them and manipulate them for that lowercase will, instead of the uppercase will of the divine balance of the universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So when we exist here understanding these dark occult rituals, we are playing the part of the light side, of the Jedis, of the ones that are taking the balance of the universe into our hands. And we are saying, I will not fall to your brainwashing, and I will stand up and I will be free and I will be sovereign and I will be a person who operates on my own free will, and I will not fall to your dark occult ritual brainwashing.
Yep.
And again, do your own research. I'm not here to prove you anything, because I know what I know. And when you know what you know, you don't need to prove it to anybody. And you did the thing with the friends thing. Did you want to do it again?
They don't know that we know they know we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah.
Also,
but it's fun. Yeah. And it like makes sense, because it's it like it it's exactly that is literally. And Friends, I'm sure, is full of occult things like that. And
yeah, I pop culture. I mean, that's how we remind ourselves where we came from anyway. So yeah, I'm sure Friends is filled with it.
And pop culture is a great mirror of what these occultists and these globalists and these people who have domination and power issues. Hollywood was invented to create propaganda to express their ultimate agenda. You can look back at endless movies and TV shows and funded by this person and that person and all the hidden conspiracies. And there's a lot of stuff even about like 9/11 and all the like predictive programming that went into 9/11 and certain conspiracies, even with the events of 2020 and all the abnormal lockdowns that we experienced. Yeah, so let's get into some of those conspiracies specifically. So let's start with Hampstead Church, and we're going to get into, we're going to start with some heavy stuff. Chas did a lot of research on this right off the bat, but this is some stuff that you cannot really deny. And we'll lead in from that into some lighter stuff. And then after we talk about some lighter stuff to like ease out of the like heavy pedophilia stuff that we're about to talk about, we'll end with some more of the like controversial stuff that might may or may not piss you off depending on your current belief. So like stick around, stay tuned to see if you hate us.
Yeah, with the Hampstead, I'm pretty sure that's how you say it. I might be totally
Hampstead.
I'm going to say Hampstead and hope I'm right. The Hampstead Christ Church conspiracy theory is one that it was one of my first rabbit holes that I actually went down. And I went into it very hesitant, I guess. Conspiracies were, I very much viewed them as the traditional way that one would.
And
conspiracy theory.
Like, right. And to interject again, we went on that walk in April.
Yes.
And I had just been what we like to call red pilled by my boyfriend. He was staying up all night in like February, March, April of 2020. And then we had just had to move in with his parents. Long story short, We were living with his parents. It was a very distressing time for me, and he dropped all this stuff. He was staying up late, wasn't telling me why, finally told me why, told me all this stuff. I love him to death and I trust him, and I felt him on a spiritual level that he was not bullshitting me and that he genuinely believed this. So me being me said, give me some time. I'm going to look into this. Send me some stuff and I'll get back to you. And I'll talk about the first thing that I watched after you talk about Hampstead. But I just wanted to lead that in because that is some background into why you dove down this rabbit hole to begin with.
And I don't even remember how I heard about the Hampstead Christchurch conspiracy theory. I think I just stumbled upon it, and that was the first rabbit hole I went down. So some basic background information. It's not in America. I believe it's in I've got to look this up. Again, I'm not here to convince or present hardcore.
No, just look it up facts yourself. Or non-facts. We're just here to talk about what we know and why that's why that means something on the grander scale.
So it interests me for multiple reasons. You've heard by now, if you've been listening, I have a background of growing up in a church. So when I heard a conspiracy theory about a church, it was super interesting to me. So I think it's in England. Basically, it involves two kids. It's a brother and sister, Alyssa and Gabriel, and their dad, Ricky Dearman. Those are the main people involved in this in regards to the conspiracy factor. So just a Cliff Notes version. Basically, these kids attended this church and school. Their parents were not together. I'm not sure when the divorce happened. That's here nor there. The parents were not together. The kids would go to the school and church with their dad. And allegedly, there were ceremonial rituals happening at
in the basement of the church,
different areas of the church. They had multiple rituals. It wasn't just their father that participated. It was staff members, some other kids, parents. There was a lot of really messed up stuff that went down. Sexual abuse, you know, drinking blood, draining blood of babies. I mean, I'm going to go there because that's what this shit's about. So
it is.
It's messed up and it's uncomfortable. But anyways, so
it's that sacrifice, like we talked about in the Kabbalah, that I believe the sacrifice in Tippereth of that sacrifice God, but they are taking it to a very demented,
literal,
low vibrational evil level that will provide them with a lot of energy, like Monsters, Inc. It's Monsters, Inc. They're feeding off of the fear and the evil that energy. And that leads us into like adrenochrome as well. I'll let you continue on Hampstead in a minute, but like, adrenochrome is a real chemical, and you can look that up, and it's a real thing. So,
and if you've seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, it's a reference. Like, they do that. They inject that in that movie, I believe.
And that's why a lot of conspiracy theorists around 2020 were saying that all the celebrities looked like shit because of all the lockdowns, they couldn't get their adrenochrome. So, like, Ellen looked like a fucking zombie and stuff. That's all, again, another rabbit hole. There are so many places to look. And also, I think something really eye-opening when it comes to these things that's very convincing in my opinion is that a lot of people are censored very quickly about this kind of stuff. But then when it comes to, like, flat earth, and I'm sure like Eddie Bravo out there and some of the hardcore flat earthers would disagree with this, but I flat earth is less censored than adrenochrome and frazzle drip and some of the dark pedophilia ring conspiracies. Right. Like, those are censored so hard you can't even find some of these news stories that did exist like even a year ago.
Right.
You have to use way back machines and really dig for these articles.
And why
would you hide it if you don't have anything to hide? Right. Because they, again, flat earth, like, I do believe that it's a very valid thing to look into and to understand the arguments of flat earth people. Oh my god, I sound like I'm arguing for gender rights. I'm sorry, it just sounded like all people matter, okay, but like flat earth people matter. Anyway, I do think it's important to listen to those people though, and I think it's important to understand those theories, but I think it's important to understand realm theories as well. I think it's important to understand dimensional theories as well. I think it's important to understand like vibrational field theories as well, and harmonic theories as well, and biblical theories as well. Like, I think it's important to understand all these theories. So when it comes down to it, these dark things that are happening, like at the Hampstead Church.
Right.
When you look into these things like Chas has, it just becomes undeniable.
Yeah, it's gross. All of it's gross. But basically, the whole story behind this is that these kids told their
rituals
mom.
Rituals in the basement.
Yeah, the rituals in the basement and all that happened. And the mom and her boyfriend allegedly found out at a lunch or dinner that they were having. And
their dad was involved in these rituals in the church?
Yes, the dad was. There were multiple staff members in the church were, and even parents of some of the kids that went to that school. So there were a lot of people involved, and when the mom and her boyfriend found out, they wanted the kids to testify to the authorities. So the kids did, and you can listen to I think the interviews are almost 2 hours long or over 2 hours long.
I've seen clips of them.
I listened to all of them both, and it's...
I know you did.
barf.
But these kids, kids don't lie like this.
They described these events in so much detail that it was like weird. And there are people out there that say that the boyfriend had a huge hand in convincing the kids of these circumstances and ideas and convinced the kids to testify to the authorities. But these kids were describing areas within this building that were just so specific, and different tools that they were using that were specific and just very, it looked very honest, and it was very
hard. And
this
isn't like Munchausen syndrome by proxy or something like that. This is like these kids and their stories lined up also.
They interviewed the kids separately. So. Yes. Yeah. So
it's a very convincing story.
It's a convincing argument.
And you have to be strong minded. I strongly convince people to be strong minded, work on your shadow, work on yourself before you dive down this rabbit hole. But it's important to understand that this is going on.
Yeah.
Because we should be upset about it. And it's somehow hardly ever talked about.
Yeah. So these kids gave very, very specific descriptions of locations. And they even asked the kids, so if I went to this place in this building, I could find this silver bowl or ceremonial bowl or whatever that they were using in this instance. And the kids said, yes, I could take you there. So I can't fully remember the details of the investigation or what had happened from that. But I do know that when I went and looked up the church on the website, they had done a remodel of the building that same year that the interviews with the kids had taken place. So I just found that really fucked up.
Yeah.
I mean, they did a whole demolition remodel of the building in the same year that these kids testified.
Convenient.
It was just real weird. And that wasn't even in. So I had watched this video. I think that's how I heard about these interviews. I had seen a clip of a video about this, and that just sent me down. So nobody had told me about this demolition of this building and this remodel. That was something that I had independently found when I went to the website after having watched these things.
And those are the moments that really convince you.
It got me. It got me messed up a little bit. And I remember I was hung up on this for quite a long time. And I think from there, it's just, you can go down rabbit hole after rabbit hole after rabbit hole. And that's why it's so important to stay grounded, because if you don't, you do run the risk of getting involved in some not so great energetic experiences where it's an exchange, it's currency. So investing the energy into this dark stuff and you're not investing energy elsewhere and you're only consuming this information, do you have the ability to get caught up in something bad? Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's why you have to stand in the light while recognizing that there is this side to it. So,
and that's why we had an advantage having our witchcraft background, because we inadvertently learned how to put up shields energetically and how to do these rituals of light to protect ourselves and use these angelic energies and these higher spirit energies and our higher self energies and these godlike energies. I actually was just listening to an episode of My Family Thinks I'm Crazy with, I can't remember her name, but her podcast is named Rogue Ways. And she was on Tinfoil Hat one time. And you, Rob, I know you listened to the episode. Yeah. We talked about it, but on the episode of My Family Thinks I'm Crazy, she was just talking about, again, how she used to be Christian and how she like invited on all this dark energy, but now she still practices tarot and she still practices these witchcraft things, but she realized how to do it with like will with a capital W. Those are my words, not hers, but that's pretty much what she was saying, is she figured out how to do it and put up her shields, and now she's not afraid to let an energy manipulate the cards and use that energy to help her do bomb ass readings, because she's not inviting in any evil energy because her energy fields are strong as fuck, pretty much is what she's saying. You know what I'm saying? So she's using that like witchy energy in a positive and light filled way. And I think a lot of like hardcore Christians can get a little uncomfortable with that. And a lot of people who think like pagan equals bad can get a little uncomfortable, or occult equals evil.
Right.
And there's a lot of like rewiring your brain when it comes to opening your mind to these ideas, because this dark occultism will eat you up. This dark conspiracy shit will turn you into a mad scientist, a crackpot, so fast when you start realizing it, it's true, and that cognitive dissonance that takes over and that dark night just turns you upside down and you're all of a sudden so confused about what you understand the world is. Like, that can take you over, and some people don't go any farther because that's too much, and that's fine, but just skip to the next episode then.
Exactly. I just watched that documentary on Hulu that I was telling you about earlier. It's called A Glitch in the Matrix, which we are going to be doing an episode on the Matrix and simulation theory lots of fun things. But anyway, in this documentary, it was essentially about this kid who got caught up in the Hollywood Matrix with what's his name? Neo is the character. But yeah,
Keanu Reeves.
Yes. Oh my God,
I love him.
So this kid had ended up getting very immersed in this movie and like obsessive with it, watching it multiple times a day, listening to the music, wearing black trench coats everywhere, just full out. And he ended up going a little crazy and killed his parents.
Holy shit! So that.
I bring that up because I feel like those kinds of situations, I understand why people go into it with hesitance and with a little fear even, because there are experiences where people have not protected and grounded themselves, and they explore these ideas and these energies in these realms where they aren't safe, you know? And
these experiences are real, but they're also rare.
Yes.
And it's not that hard to learn how to protect yourself energetically.
No, totally not.
You got to do some shadow work, and that can be hard. But if you're listening to this and you've gotten this far and you're interested in what we have to say, you can do this.
Yeah.
You can put up some protections. You can dive into this. And if you're not into some of these darker conspiracies, I have one more thing I'm going to talk about that involves child sex trafficking in a minute, and then we'll get into some lighter stuff again, like I said, and then we'll end with like, you might hate us still, it's fine though. is that kind of everything you had on Hampstead? I don't want to move on if you're not done.
In regards to finding information for yourself, you can find the YouTube videos of the kids' interviews. Also, there's an interview with the dad that's kind of interesting.
DM us and Chas will hook you up with the BitChute link.
I'll find that shit because it's very weird. That was pretty much it for Hampstead.
Okay.
I know we talked briefly about adrenochrome.
And I wanted to lead in to the conspiracy that is like my perspective on the child sex trafficking that really woke me up, and that was Wayfair. And oof. You may or may not have heard, I mean, if you have gotten this far in this episode, you probably have heard about it. It blew up on Twitter, but I have an interesting perspective of it because I have a friend who like has a friend who I believe was the girl who like posted it on Reddit originally. And she was the one who was scrolling through Wayfair just to find some toolbox. And she noticed they were really, really expensive, and it was all the same picture, but they all had different names. So she just got suspicious and she screen recorded it, and she scrolled through it and posted on Twitter and was like, what's going on? What is this? And it blew up because everyone started guessing that it may be involved with child sex trafficking. So before it blew up, I saw my friend, who is friends with this person who took the screenshot, post the screenshot on Facebook and explain the rabbit hole that he had inadvertently gone down because of this person. So before it even blew up, I see this on Facebook. And again, me being me, was like, what is this? Like, I want to hear what this person has to say. And this was like very, very shortly after I had been red pilled by my significant other and been woken up to all these ideas about the events of 2020. So I was open ears to what this person had to say. And what it all came down to was all these cabinets, which were large enough to put a child in, but that was not the point at the end of all this, which Wayfair used to discredit this theory, which, again, was not the point. But anyway, each of these cabinets had names. And when you searched for these names, even just on Google, but eventually these listings were taken down very fast. So all these listings were missing children who had gone missing in the last few months. They were all relatively recent. And their names perfectly matched up with names of cabinets on Wayfair. It was completely impossible. And these cabinets were thousands and thousands of dollars more expensive than they should be. And people were saying, oh, they're shipping kids in the cabinets. They're shipping kids in the cabinets, which is not what they were doing.
No.
There was people that came out allegedly and said that they had worked for Wayfair. And when purchases reach this high amount of money, like $22,000, $30,000, $9,000, $10,000, like these high amounts of money, like you're not just spending that on Wayfair. No normal person.
No.
Maybe like $1,000, but like not like $22,000 on one freaking cabinet. And so some alleged employee, again, this is all Twitter and people talking and explaining things from their perspective, so take it as you will, but they said you have to contact a certain department when you make purchases on Wayfair over that certain amount. And especially for certain independent sellers on Wayfair, because Wayfair is similar to Amazon, where you could be just a completely independent business selling on Amazon, and there are scams on Amazon. So these independent sellers also had their own independent, like, people you had to contact for high purchases like this. So it was all very sketchy. And there was this one girl on Instagram. Oh my gosh, I don't remember her name. I'm gonna try and look it up real quick. But she said that she was a researcher who, or not a researcher, excuse me, she worked for basically a organization that investigated child sex trafficking. And could not confirm nor deny anything about Wayfair specifically, but she said situations that were being alleged by people who had found this Wayfair situation did happen. There were back doors into popular websites, unlisted pages that you had to click on certain things or have certain specific web browsers that would redirect you to a specific member only page on the non-dark web, the main web, that people could access for child sex trafficking. And these were elite people who could afford $30,000, or just creeps who saved up their money. Sounds a little less likely, honestly, because people who are going to spend $30,000 on that kind of dark pleasure or dark tool or ritual, whatever they're doing that for, they have to have this money from somewhere. They're not just like living in a tent and they spent all $30,000 of their dollars on a child on Wayfair. You know what I mean? Ugh. Anyway, I'm just trying to speak from a logical standpoint, because as I'm researching this at the time, I'm Googling these names that I'm seeing on the Wayfair website and on these videos that were taken of the Wayfair website. And I am finding missing child pages with people with these exact same very specific names. And it's undeniable that something weird is going on. Then these pillows start showing up. $5,000 pillows, $6,000 pillows. People were suspecting that maybe organ transfer or organ trafficking and stuff like that.
Like black market. Right. Yeah.
And there were also like weird numbers that people suspected it may be like age, or there might be code for what it is. It's just all this really creepy stuff. But there was all this very convincing evidence behind this. And like how Chas looked up the Hampstead Church and saw that they were having construction very conveniently around this time. I looked up these children's names and saw that they were missing. And then the only fact checking and proving wrong that was done was Snopes called someone. And they were like, hey, are you trafficking children? And they were like, no, that's the algorithm. We took down those. That was wrong. That's literally all they did. And then the media just shut it down.
Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Also, I don't remember what position they hold or where they belong to, but it, basically the people that work for Snopes.
Oh, right. Look into that, too. Again.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. We're not here to give you all those
And this is
facts,
how it becomes rabbit hole status, yes. Because one thing leads to another, leads to another, leads to another,
and
leads
again,
to another.
And again, we have to not fall into that mad scientist archetype. We don't want to be a crackpot. We want to maintain our sovereignty, maintain our sanity, but we need to understand these things. Put up your safeties. Do this in little bits. Feel the dark night. Feel those dark occult oppressive energies. And then push them out. Get rid of them. Learn to operate on a level that is higher than the energies that they're putting out.
Yeah. And one thing that I do want to bring up, because it is something through all of this rabbit hole conspiracy stuff, one thing that is very real and not a conspiracy is the very unfortunate and awful tragedy that human trafficking is.
Absolutely.
In the world. It's a billion-dollar industry. It's one of the quickest growing industries in the world.
And I mean, something that even started out a conspiracy and is not a conspiracy.
No, not at all.
Epstein, though.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's literally I think it's on Netflix, a Netflix documentary about Pedo Island. Like, it's a real thing. And it started out a conspiracy. David Icke and these people have been talking about this forever. And it's absolutely nuts. Something actually that I want to lead in before we talk about some of those lighter subjects is when we went on that walk again. The first thing
the red pill walk.
Yeah, the red pill walk. We just call it that. But the first thing that I watched and that my boyfriend had me watch was the like forbidden David Icke interview from London Real. Back in early 2020 when all these nonsense laws and lockdowns started to happen. If you have not seen that video, I believe it is still up on London Real. It might be a little hard to find. Use DuckDuckGo, dig a little bit. But he was basically saying that all of the issues that we were dealing with in early 2020, back in March, April, May, and that we are continuing to deal with, luckily a lot of things may be lifting. We may be avoiding some brunt of the issues here, and maybe in the future or on more private, more premium channels, we'll talk more in depth, more specifically about the events of the last year, but we don't want to get canceled quite yet. So we're not going to get quite into specifically what we're talking about, but you know what we mean. DM of us if you don't. I mean, gosh, if you don't. Anyway, the Forbidden David Icke interview was talking about all these crazy things, including lizard people, which is like, what? I've heard of that. You know what I mean? Like, everyone responds like that.
Yeah.
Your friend responded like that recently. Like, that's ridiculous. You know what I mean? And that's a common response. I remember hearing about it in high school. Like, lizard people, like, what are you, a lizard person? Like, I just joked about it. I didn't even think, you know what I mean? It was just like a joke.
Yeah.
But little did I know David Icke had done years of research into this and genuinely believed that these people were so brainwashed and dark into the dark occult that they are essentially operating on the reptilian part of their brain only. And there are some people who take that to the extreme and believe that an alien species of interdimensional types are inhabiting these people, and they are more reptilian than they are human, even though they are still inhabiting human bodies. And there's all these crazy videos of, like, have you seen the Elvis video where he, like, his face starts melting and
no.
they, like, push him? Oh my God. And then there's that, there's, like, videos of politicians with, like, the third eyelid going in. Mm-mm. There's all kinds of crazy stuff with the lizard people and stuff. And there's all kinds of weird videos that you could say it's wrong. It's shopped. It's just a video glitch. I'm not here to say it's true or false, but I do know that I learned in psychology that you have, like, your reptilian part of your brain. And I do know that if somebody is severely traumatized, that they can be fragmented in their psyche to the point that they operate solely in that part of their brain, whether literally or, like, on a instinctual level. There may be activity in other parts of the brain, but you know what I mean? They're operating on that fight or flight reptilian level of understanding, that very primal operation. And they may be powerful and
primal.
No, so, like, these social engineers, they are operating. The basic belief of, like, David Icke and some of these lizard people conspiracy theorists are that they are either a other race, or that it is, they are so deep in this dark occultism that, I mean, when you say somebody's operating on fight or flight, you can often consider them a highly traumatized person, and maybe they are high functioning in the sense that they, like, can take care of themselves and, like, exist as a human. They're not, like, autistic, but they are low functioning in that they are always operating in that, like, I might die at any moment stage. And that is someone who is not strong minded and not someone who is in their primal power. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then there are the social engineers who operate in this lizard brain primal fight or flight power, but they're operating on it from a darker perspective. And you can get into the Khazarians and all the history behind where this dark ritual magic comes from, and all the secret societies. And we're going to have an episode coming up soon about Aleister Crowley, which is going to be really interesting.
Yes.
We're going to be looking at who he is as a person. We're going to be talking to Mark Steves. He knows a lot about Aleister Crowley. And we're just going to be talking about it from that perspective of how we can use the lessons that Crowley learned as a person. And even though he took it in a dark and twisted way, we can look at him and learn that he is an example of somebody who took a wrong turn in life. He is Anakin Skywalker. I'm so sorry, Chaz. I'm so sorry. But he is. And we're going to get into that in a future episode. But some other, like, lighter conspiracy theories along the lines of lizard people. And maybe lizard people still dark to people. I don't know, but that's light to me. God damn. But, like, we're going to talk about, like, Bigfoot and fairies. So, like, Bigfoot is a conspiracy theory. I feel like Bigfoot's, like, more what people who are, like, normies, like, just, like, an average Joe is going to think, like, oh, yeah, like, aliens and Bigfoot, right?
Right.
Like, those are conspiracy theories? Like, and I don't even consider Bigfoot in my daily life. Like, I think about conspiracy theories every single day, but I don't ever really think about Bigfoot, like, ever. And I think it's a very valid thing to think about. But it's something that's still very low vibrational on the grand scheme of things. I do believe that Bigfoot is possibly some interdimensional being or something like that, and people are coming into contact with them or something like that. But I just don't think about it very much. It doesn't matter. I believe in fairies as well, and I have more contact with them. I live in a place where there's a lot of nature, and I have to deal with those type of interdimensional beings more frequently, and a lot of strange things happen to me around certain things. I found, like, 50 four-leaf clovers the other day. Lots of strange things. So I definitely believe in these interdimensional beings, you know what I mean? And I don't think anybody really thinks fairies as conspiracy theories, but I consider fairies and Bigfoot in the same category. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So that's something fun to consider if you're open-minded. And then we have things like the moon landing and 9/11, and those are more like your next level conspiracy theories. So you have like, oh, Bigfoot and aliens, and aliens, like, totally, but I personally think they're all mostly interdimensional. When it gets to like the moon landing and space and like those level of conspiracies, my personal standpoint is that I haven't been to space, so how would I know? You know what I mean? So it doesn't really matter to me. Astrology is a very legitimate science when you get into it, and we'll have, oh my God, probably billions of episodes on that.
Hopefully.
So that's a whole thing to talk about in itself. But when you get into like space is fake and those kind of conspiracies and NASA's lying to you and stuff like that, there's a lot of legitimacy in that as well. But I don't know. I think there's definitely some questionable things about moon landing footage and whether or not the moon and the sun are really as far away as they say they are, or the planets really are what they say they are. Like, I don't think it really matters. I think those energies are there, and they're called heavenly bodies for a reason.
Right.
They're just projections. We're all just projections of something holy. So does it matter if they're projections in the sense that we can go and stand on them just like we can stand on Earth, or they're projections as in like these are just like the pictures of the holy energies that are operating right now on a larger scale, and you can't actually travel to them, and the only thing that actually exists is Earth, but you can see all this other stuff because you can feel all this other stuff, and you can go to all these other places. You just can't physically go to all these other places. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why NASA knows this, but they can't tell you this, because if you knew this, then everyone would be going to these other places. You know what I'm saying?
Just astral projecting all over the place.
Oh, fuck yeah. And we'd all be like the Atlanteans. And that's a conspiracy theory as well, as far as I'm concerned. Let's, before we get any farther, let's do a Instagram shout out right now.
Yes.
Okay. So Lori Ladd is number one.
Lori Ladd.
We love her. We joke all the time that we're going to start a church where we just worship Lori Ladd. And that's like really creepy, but we just love her.
Yeah.
Like, not really, because that's God will, the will, uppercase will, and every, not Lori, but like Lori.
But Lori's just the best. And we just, we love Lori Ladd so, so much. So definitely shout out Lori Ladd. In regard, like, the spiritual side of things, Lori Ladd, Know Thyself podcast, I mean, Tinfoil Hat gets into more of like that conspiracy-esque type of content.
Tinfoil Hat and Zero. I haven't listened to too many episodes of Zero, but Zero is Sam Tripoli's spiritual podcast.
Yeah. Mouthy Buddha, that was also someone who did a very good compilation of just information and documentaries, docuseries. You can find that on BitChute, I believe. Mouthy Buddha.
Fall of the Cabal.
Janet Ozobard. That's literally what I was just going to say.
Of course.
Another great documentary and just series. I don't know who made Out of the Shadows or Out of Shadows or whatever.
Out of Shadows. That was on YouTube. It got taken down. I believe they have their own website, but it's Out of Shadows.
Okay.
That is about Hollywood and child sex trafficking. There's also, gosh, this is like, I just thought of this. There's a movie about the, you told me about it, those two Hollywood stars with the same name.
Yeah, Corey.
The two Coreys. Yeah. There's that whole documentary.
Jesus. Yeah. That's intense too. That was a really well-made one also.
For sure.
Ali Zach. Little Awake Miss in the Patriot.
Dream. Oh my gosh, we're just talking over each other. Miss Patriot, Awake in the Dream.
Yeah.
I'll put all these in the show notes. This will be a long show notes situation.
But it's just because these accounts are like,
you have to do the research yourself.
You do.
We're not another conspiracy theory.
And by research, I don't mean like go to Little Miss Patriot's account, watch all her highlight reels and call it research. Like,
oh, Candace Owens.
Oh my God, Candace Owens.
Yeah.
Candace Owens. Ian Wenster is another one. He is Official Patriot Gear. That's one of his brands that he has. There's another one, Truth by Basia.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, but these are just a few of the main ones that we interact with or see on a regular basis. And
you said Know Thyself, right?
I did say Know Thyself. Yes. Gotta shout them out.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty much everybody I had written down. I'm sure there's a billion.
Oh, and Thrive. We've talked about Thrive before. It's a great like intro level situation. It talks about a lot of spiritual stuff, a lot about crop circles and sacred geometry. Free energy is a conspiracy in itself. Oh my gosh, all the people that have invented free energy and then freaking died.
Tesla.
Yeah, well, I mean Tesla, but also like all the people like lately that haven't invented it and fucking died. Like,
yeah.
There's been a lot of people that have invented this and died. I mean, even just natural doctors who are my chiropractor, our chiropractor has allegedly been followed home by unmarked vans.
America's Frontline Doctors too.
Oh,
that
yes.
was another one you wanted to
America's
talk
Frontline Doctors is a great resource of lots of doctors who are speaking out about the events of the last year.
They have a BitChute as well.
Oh, No Agenda is a fantastic series. It's a podcast series. Two old dudes who dissect the media, but they play media clips and they have a huge, huge audience of people who have expert backgrounds in all kinds of different stuff. So they get like a very wide range and wide breadth of information. And then on top of that, they're playing you the actual media they're talking about. So like we said today, we're not here to present you that facts, but they are. They're there to present the facts that they're talking about, and they're not going to really talk about stuff that they're not backing up in some way. Like sometimes right. they'll just talk about stuff, but the stuff that's important, they have all this information out there. They have lots and lots of clips of America's Frontline Doctors and lots of scientists and doctors who have been talking about this podcast back in February. They were talking about things that happened recently.
Yeah.
And the things that are coming out about Fauci and the lab that exists in China and things that are coming out right now. There are emails that are available and that Fox News is talking about. I'm not afraid to say that because literally Fox News is talking about it. And not that that's saying much, but like it's out there. Yeah. All this information is out there. Go find it. No Agenda is really, really great. I recommend watching them or listening to them every week. Their old stuff is great and I recommend going back, but personally I get a lot of value of just keeping up to date with it because they're always producing it every week, twice right. a week. New information always. So there's that. So is that all the shout outs we got? I think that's pretty much all I got.
Yeah, I think so. We'll put more if we think about it.
For sure. But yeah, and then I mean, of course, 9/11. The Clintons and Obama. Do you wanna like do oh my a God. Brief like there's just like so much stuff with the
Clinton Foundation
and Haiti.
Yeah, they like own an island in Haiti and they've been visiting this place since like the 90s, like earlier than that.
Clinton has pictures with fucking Epstein.
It's basically
like
just
that's
like,
literal. There's so it's you can't deny that. It literally exists. It's not photoshopped.
It's just all very when you get into talking about the Clintons, you're inevitably getting into talking about the deep state.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Again, I don't
And this is all a rabbit hole. You have to take it on your own. We're just here to hold your hand. We'll be here to talk about it when you do this journey. But we're here to talk about the result of taking this journey. We're walking down this path together.
Yeah.
Yeah. We are both taking this journey together. So we are the ones who took the initiative of making a podcast, of producing a platform. We want to talk about it. We have the drive to talk about it. So if you have that drive too, maybe you don't have to make a podcast, but reach out to us, talk to us, listen to us, really hear what we have to say and do your own research.
Yeah, please. Please.
There's a lot to listen
Exercise to. Exercise your brain, think critically, be an independent thinker. It's your birthright. It's our sovereign right. It's all of it.
Lots on BitChute to listen to.
So much BitChute. But Clintons are basically... Yeah. Also, one term that we didn't even discuss, but while we're just on this conspiracy episode, mm-hmm. is the cabal in general.
Oh, right.
We talked about the cabal
the,
in
Kabbalah.
The Kabbalah episode, and you did break down the cabal.
I very briefly mentioned, like even listening to it back, I said like Kabbalah with a Q is like the ancient mysticism, Kabbalah with a K is Jewish mysticism, and Kabbalah with C is like conspiracies, and I left it at that.
Yeah.
But it comes from like Kabbalah.
Which is that dark half of the tree that they're using.
And they're using Kabbalistic magic and ritualistic magic, but they are using it in this dark Khazarian ritualistic aspect. We also have simulation theory. We're going to do a whole episode about that next, so I'm not even going to talk about that. Marina Abramovich and all the pop culture shit and the spirit cooking. All kinds of crazy and the stuff. Comment,
so Maria, the,
and Bill Gates,
the spirit cooking and all of that, that also relates to the whole, if you're familiar with comic ping pong and all the
right
stuff that went down there.
Can I tell a quick story real quick? So about that, I remember one of the first things that I looked into is like the pedophilia stuff. And there is a alleged FBI document that's went around about pedophile symbols that were used on the dark web. And one of them was this like blue triangle that was like a spiral, and it's very specific, but also like any child could draw it. It's like a lot of people see like a spiral and they're like pedophile, but like it's not a fucking just spiral, it's a triangle spiral, it's blue, it's a very specific shade. But one of the first things that blew my mind, and again these things that you stumble on your own are going to be the things that convince you, and somebody was saying that Gavin Newsom had a really weird Twitter background, and I was like, looked at this picture and I'm like, that is edited. So I go to Gavin Newsom's Twitter and his banner is a picture of him at like a conference and people have like their hands raised up like they're cheering for him. And then very clearly photoshopped is this weird triangle spiral. And it's like someone's finger, like if you could imagine someone's finger like extending up and then into a triangle, like unnaturally.
Yeah,
it was very clearly edited into this photo. And if you weren't looking, I don't know if anybody's ever familiar with the subreddit, it's like I forget the name of it, but it's a subreddit where it's like wallpapers, but then there's like hidden really inappropriate meanings in like sayings in it, and like it's really hard to find. And if you're just glancing at it, it looks like just like a nature wallpaper, but then if you look, it says like suck your mother's cunt or something just like really inappropriate, just like really bad. And it's fucking hilarious. But that's what this was like. It was like this poster he was like just cheering on, and then there was like a pedophile symbol shaped out of someone's hand. And I saw that and I saw it with my own eyes. And a few days later, everyone's talking about it and he changed it. And then I used the Wayback Machine to find, me personally, no one told me to do this. I said, I want to find the day he chose to make this his background, you know. So I went back and used the Wayback Machine, which is a thing that archives the internet, and you can see back at a certain day what his profile looked like. So I go back and I go back until finally it switches to something else. So I go forward until it switches back, and I find the exact day that's last archived that he had that, like that he switched the background. And the day he switched to this background with a secret pedophile symbol in it, he is seeing a group of children from a like elementary school.
Barf.
And he's saying, I'm meeting all the kids and talking about career day. Some of them want to be doctors, lawyers, and pizza chefs. And if you know about other alleged pedophile symbols, pizza is one of the pedophile symbols they talk about. So to find that on my own and to know that the pizza shop and the comet ping pong and all the emails with the Obamas and like we're going to drop off pizza and hot dogs, and you look into all this crazy stuff. Sorry, we got back into the dark stuff. I said, I wasn't going to do that. It happens. But we, at this point, and a lot of like people who like true crime too are kind of like this. You learn to love the gruesome.
Yes.
And because you're so divinely protected and you are fucking righteous and sovereign and awesome in your own right, it becomes exciting and energetic when you awaken to all these crazy shit. You see the darkness, you see the light, and you choose to be basking in the light while the darkness exists. And you're like, I'm so powerful, I'm gonna balance this shit out.
Yeah. And when you recognize and immerse yourself in this darkness, what ultimately happens, we were talking about this earlier, is that you recognize that just, okay, if there's this much dark, this much awful darkness, how much there's light of that same level. Quantity and level, but and like, power.
Actually, it's, but like, infinite.
Infinite, for sure.
And the darkness and the light are both finite in comparison to the divinity of the uppercase W will.
Yes. And the more, it's just once you, it's bad. It's dark. It's upsetting. But there's also the opposite of that exists all the time too. So it's pretty fucking crazy.
All of this is crazy. All of this is very interesting, though. And I think we did a good job of explaining some of the important conspiracy theories to talk about. But we left out a few, and we left them for the end, because this is where you decide if you hate us or not.
And if you do, just...
It's fine.
You've listened to the whole episode then.
Yeah, and honestly, you haven't hated us up to this point, and we're being genuinely ourselves. So you have no real reason to hate us going forward. But have you ever heard that Trump might be a time traveler? It's very convincing, actually. So if you look into it, there's this book called The Adventures of Baron Trump. And it was written in the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Late 1800s, I believe.
I think so.
But I don't even remember the author's name. Look it up. It's real. It was found in some archives at a college somewhere, and people started talking about it, and someone read it, and I have read a lot of it. But there is a whole weird part about Baron Trump, which, if you don't know, Donald Trump, our former president, has a son named Baron. And if you look at the cover, he looks remarkably like real Donald Trump's son on this ancient book. Not ancient, but you know what I mean. Anyway, so there's this interesting part in there about how Baron Trump is a time traveler who goes to the future to assist his awesome Uncle Don in becoming the last president. And there's some factor about him living in a tower called Trump Tower on the same, like, I don't remember what street. Can you, like, Google real quick? Well, anyway, it's on the same street in the book as Trump Tower is in real life. And all these crazy coincidences that just inevitably line up. I mean, even down to, like, Baron Trump in the book is, like, this slimy little business dude. He, like, makes... He's, like, six. And he's, like, going on journeys on his own. Because, I don't know, that's the 1800s for you. And he... For example, at the beginning of the book, he steals the almanac, because it's the 1800s. They didn't have the Weather Channel. And he lies in the almanac and says there's going to be a really bad winter. And then he buys up all the fur and the hay and the coal. And so everyone has to buy coal and fur and hay from him to stay warm in the alleged terrible winter. But it's actually just a normal winter because he stole the almanac and lied in it. And that's the kind of businessman in this book he is. And, like, that's literally what Donald Trump, we all, like, imagine you fired. Like, before political stuff about him.
Right.
We just imagine him as, like, a shitty businessman, you know? And some of the conspiracy theories that surround Trump are absolutely amazing. And that one's my favorite. I like bringing that up abruptly to people. Like... Yeah, have you heard the one where, like, Donald Trump's a time-traveling superhero and he's going to save us all? And I just say it like that and people are like, what? You know what I mean? And it's hilarious. But seriously, you look at the coincidences in that book. I even told my own dad and he's like, that has to be fake. I'm like, I have the book. It's not fake. It was written in the 1800s. How do you explain it?
So crazy.
It's unexplainable, the coincidences. The fact that he would time travel. Oh, and then there's all that stuff about how some relative to Donald J. Trump knew Tesla, who was allegedly working on a time travel machine. So there's all that nonsense, which was back in the late 1800s.
And isn't it also been said that Trump has the documents of Tesla because they were, like, heirlooms within his family?
Right. That's all hearsay. Yeah. Again, we're not claiming to know that for fact.
No.
But, like, yeah, that's all in that conspiracy as well. And there's a lot of conspiracy behind that time travel and Tesla and free energy and Trump and all that there. And then we get into Q territory. And we get into Chas and I's new favorite explanation of Q is that it's probably a supercomputer from the future. Shout out to My Maria and the Human Vibration. We forgot about them. They're very new influences to our lives. Chas has followed My Maria for a while.
Yeah.
But My Maria 777. But they explained how it's probably some supercomputer that can send information back from the future. And there was an episode of Tinfoil Hat where some dude talked about dream influence from the future and how people will have often prophetic dreams like a year before something happens or 2 years before something happens. And that's how a lot of the Q drops were allegedly working. Again, look into all this on your own. But Q was allegedly some anonymous online forum posting situation, like social media situation, where there was some anonymous thing, person, posting online about underground things that were happening when Trump got elected into presidency. And it turned a lot of people onto conspiracies, and a lot of people that were already turned onto conspiracies were like, yeah, we've been talking about this shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of people who like dove into Q when they realized all this was very real, and they lashed onto Trump and latched onto him because he was allegedly taking down the deep state is what this conspiracy really ends up on. And that's where you get into the mainstream media really shitting on Trump all the time. And I hated him up until March of 2020. I fucking hated him. And now I don't.
Yeah.
Which is gross, but I'm fine with it at this point. And like, it was gross, but now it's not. Like, it took me a very long time to come to terms, but now I just don't care. And that's why we saved this for end of show. So if you hate us now, it's fine. Bye. I'm just being honest.
And also, it doesn't matter. None of it matters.
None of it fucking matters.
None of it fucking matters.
None
so
of it fucking matters.
It just, whether Trump's a time traveler, whether he's not a time traveler.
No, and honestly, the effect on my life is zero, but no. It's fun to talk about. Yes. And at the end of the day, I believe the people who are getting the solution to our problems that the media has been pushing for the last while and the medical solution to our problems that I will not be getting anytime soon. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. But anyway,
you know,
the people
you know.
Who are getting that and saying that Trump is the reason they're getting that are just as brainwashed as the other side, as far as I'm concerned. And if you are doing everything in your life by what Trump says, or you're doing everything in your life by what Biden says, I don't care. Do whatever you want. Don't listen to those people. Follow the higher will and your higher self and the will of God.
Yes.
And you will be a sovereign individual who lives their life of truth with a capital T.
And that is true freedom.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, Trump is not what you think it was. Or if you're a normal person who's actually like awake and not woke, like I used to be, you're probably not shocked by all this. But if you are someone who may have identified as liberal, I identify as liberal. Sorry. I just, every time I say it, I feel dumb now. But you know what I mean. Chas and I both were very liberal people. And this is the opportunity I take where we are, as of right now, remaining pretty anonymous, if yep. you haven't caught on. But we are going to talk about the states that we live in. We were talking about how much we wanted to talk about because we really want to get to know our audience. We're not closed off to getting to know you guys and opening up about ourselves and eventually becoming less anonymous, but we have to kind of lose those 3D attachments of our day jobs before we really dive into that lack of anonymity. But for the sake of not being canceled and not directly talking about some of these topics as of right now, we're going to tell you where we're from. And that is only relevant because over the last year, there have been some states that have been severely affected by the lockdowns and the situations that have occurred because of the emergency that we have been under for the last year or so. And we have been one of the states that have been particularly affected by our lovely political leader. And we're from the Midwest. We are from the lovely state of Michigan. And our beautiful, beautiful governor, Mrs. Whitmer,
Big Gretch.
Big Gretch. Chas and I both voted for her. Yes. We are open to saying that because we believed in Bernie. We believed in we write for everybody to be equal. We believed in all these things, but we really weren't actually paying attention to things. We were just paying attention to what they wanted us to pay attention to. We were listening to NPR. We were listening to CNN. We were listening to local news outlets. We were listening to a lot of mainstream media sources. And these sources are so chock full of these brainwashed elements that we just believed everything we were being told. So we elected her in. And I'm sorry, okay?
I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to. I won't ever do it again.
No.
But we have been severely affected by these lockdowns. I am someone who did not stop working through the pandemic, not at all. And I remember driving to work on the highway and oh my God, there was no one on the road. It was so dramatic. I was so freaked out. I was going through this dark night. I was like, oh my God, is this all fake? Is this all real? What the hell is happening? Like, well, they're locking us down. I am in a business that was particularly affected by the panic of the whole lockdown situation that lovely, lovely Gretchen Whitmer put us in. But there is just so many connections. And she even talked about running for Biden's lovely handmaid, or as we like to call her, President Kamala.
Yeah.
So you may hate us by this point, but it's fine.
It's fine.
So yeah, when it comes down to our political beliefs and how we have stances, as far as that goes, we definitely have our three-dimensional attachments. We definitely have those things that got us going, especially Chas.
Yep.
And that's fine. That's great. But at the end of the day, I personally, if you're going to ask me about it as a stranger who doesn't really know me, you lovely, lovely listeners, hopefully you're going to get to know us more over these episodes, over the years, I almost said. Hopefully it's years and years. But you'll get to know us. But just an average Joe, if they ask me, like, what's your political beliefs, I'd be like, I'm unaffiliated.
I'm independent, unaffiliated.
I don't even like independent anymore because that's like an actual, like, people that's like run a party. I'm not even affiliated with them. Like, fuck them. I'm affiliated with my goddamn self.
Yeah.
So I am unaffiliated completely from any political party. And I say that to my father all the time when he tries to gaslight me into saying that all the things I'm saying are crazy. He's like, you're just following all your own political beliefs. You're just following Trump. You think all the Cube guys are right. I am unaffiliated from any political party and I take both sides into perspective. The only difference is that the side of the mainstream media and the liberal media happen to all be using the exact same hypnotic buzzwords and language, and they are known to use hypnotic techniques in their delivery. And yeah, so it's quite hard to break yourself from that brainwashing if the only resource of information you're getting is the mainstream media, NPR. And I loved NPR.
I know.
I listened to them all the time. I loved
it.
I
know.
I mean, up until April, May, June of 2020, I listened to NPR podcasts and everything. And then they just started talking about the events that were going on. And one thing I do want to talk about real quick that hopefully won't be too raunchy to get us canceled would be the Carrie Mullis. Do you know who Carrie Mullis is off the top of your head? So Carrie Mullis was a Nobel Prize winning doctor. I don't know if he was an inventor, an engineer, but he had a doctorate. He was a very smart individual. He invented the PCR test.
Okay.
Okay. He is on video in an interview saying that Fauci should not be trusted and that his own invention, the PCR test, should not be used to detect for a virus.
Zoinks.
And that is all over the internet. You can find it on YouTube. It is not very well hidden. It's very clearly out there. And that information alone should make you question everything we've experienced in the last year. Because these PCR tests have a certain amount of cycles. And basically what Carrie Mullis explained, the inventor of this goddamn test, he explains that what it is doing, it is searching through your body for a specific type of organic molecule. So if it was looking for HIV, if it was looking for a coronavirus, if it was looking for any other type of virus, if it was looking for anything, it would find it. Pretty much we've collected on our body over time everything.
Right.
We touch everything. Somewhere on us is HIV. Somewhere on us is all this gross stuff. But most people's immune systems are able to filter all this out, or it doesn't even get into your body. It's just on the surface and you just wash it off. It's not going to just infect you. It doesn't work like that all the time. So these PCR tests just find these molecules, and the more cycles you run it, the more likely you are to find what you're looking for. And the amount of cycles they have been running it for this whole last year have been manipulated in order to manipulate the statistics. And if you want to read a great quick little book, How to Lie with Statistics, I forget the author name, is a great, great book. But it's very clear that this has all been a manipulation for some reason, whether it's a Great Reset, which you can find videos about that on the United Nations website, whether it's globalists who want to take over the world, whether it's dark occultists, whether it's social engineers, whether it's Kabbalists, whether it's Kabbalians or Khazarians, gosh, whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's out there. And you should pay attention to it. And that's all we're here to say. That's all we're here to direct you to today. Again, we're here to reach out a hand and to be on this path with you. We're not here to present you all the facts, because we don't want to be another one of those podcasts. There's a lot of podcasts like that out there. Go find one and listen to it.
Yeah.
Because that's what we had to do.
Yeah.
And we're constantly reading still. We're constantly researching. And you're going to have to do some research too on your own personal journey, whether that's into signs that have happened in your own life, whether that's into internal work, shadow work, whether that's conspiracy rabbit holes, whether that's alien rabbit holes, whether that's anything you need to understand on a spiritual level to level up and to walk down this path with us and to not get fatigued, to just give up on the side of the road. I think there's some phrase where it's like, don't put up your tent. Just keep going.
Right.
You don't want to put up your tent on the spiritual path. You want to keep going. And I'm not stopping.
No.
So if you want to come with us, our hand is out there. We will go with you. But we're not here to drag you along.
No.
And I've done that for a lot of my life, and I'm not doing that anymore. I made this podcast so the people who want to hear and who are already ready or already on this journey also are gonna find it.
Yeah.
And whether you have already understood everything we just talked about, or this is all new to you and you're like, fuck, we're here either way. You know? And if you're open-minded, that's all that matters. So yeah. We have an hour and a half of filming. It's midnight. Chas and I decided we had to do this today because, you know what, this is it. We're doing this. This is great.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. We have so much more to come. I'm so excited. New intro soon. Maybe
new song.
Maybe if not on this episode.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Ah.
Hell yeah.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
Yeah, bye.